I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, 'cause that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God, 'cause there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, 'cause that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God, 'cause there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long, and I'll find there is none. There is none. There is none. There is none. And there is none like you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. There is none like you. So most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your wonderful presence with praise. We come before you, God, this morning, thankful, God, and determined to bless your name. For you are an awesome God. There is no one like you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And God, you're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. And you're worthy of the praise. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified, and you're worthy to be glorified. So here we are. We stand before your presence this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts, oh God, with thankfulness in our souls, God, ready to bless your name. For the Lord is good. That's what the songwriter said. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. God, thank you, God, for blessing me to see a brand new day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing, God, because you blessed me to see a brand new day, God. Even though it's early for me here on the West Coast, God, you're still worthy, God. And it's still another opportunity to thank you for blessing me to see another day, God. Because though I just laid down a couple of hours ago, you could have saw fit to call me home. But you saw fit to allow me to see just this moment, this time, to be able to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, God. You're worthy, God, of my rest, God. You're worthy, God, of my attention, God. You're worthy, God, of my focus, God, and I am determined, God, to give you glory, God, because if it had not been for you on my side, God, I would not be here today. If you had not breathed the breath of life into my lungs this morning, God, I would not be singing of your glory, God, right now. God, if you had not kept me and protected me, God, all this day, God, all day long, and since I've been here, God, there's no telling what would have happened, but I thank you, God, that you did not allow the enemy to get the best of me. I thank you, oh God, because you didn't have to allow the enemy to win. And I thank you, oh God, that you have already given me the victory, because you know the thoughts that you think for towards me, God, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give me an expected end. God, I am determined to magnify you today. I am determined to give you the glory, God. I am determined to bless and magnify your name, because you have been too good to me. You have been so wonderful to me. And God, I get the victory when I bless your name, God, because when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come back on down. And so, Lord, this morning I come before your presence to magnify you and to glorify you, and to offer you this praise and adoration this morning, thanking you, God, for the breath that I have in my lungs this morning. Thank you, oh God, that I have the use and activity of my limbs. Lord, thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength, God, because you did that. God, thank you that I got clothes on my back. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh Lord. Oh God, that I got a roof over my head. God, I want to say thank you, Lord, because I have food on my table. Lord, I thank you, God, because I am willing to bless you, God, and give you all. And God, you put that mindset in me. Oh God, because you said, create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me, so nothing will cause a separation between me and thee. God, that's what David's cry was. He didn't want your spirit to be taken away. He didn't want to lose connection with you, God. He didn't want your glory to be taken away. But God, this morning, God, I am feeling just like David, God, and I'm asking you, Lord, create in me a clean heart, Lord. And if there's anything in me
renew a right spirit within me, God, because I need your glory, God. Even right now, God, I long for your glory, God. Even right now, God, I wish, God, that you would just come tomorrow and fall afresh right where we are, God, that your glory might be revealed in the lives of your people, God, that your glory, God, might shine forth, God, and shine your light in our lives, and shine your light on our situations, and shine your light, God, as we go about this day-to-day journey. Because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And we can't make it without you. We can't do anything without you. We can't live. We can't have our very being, God. We can't do nothing without you. For there is peace in my mind, God, because I am nothing without you, God. And I know who holds my future. And I know who holds my hand. And I know the one that leads and guides and directs me. And I know the one that orders my footsteps. And I know the one that blesses me to see another single day. God, I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm not worried about next week, God, but this is the day, God, that you have made. I can rejoice because you blessed me to see this day. I don't have to worry about tomorrow because tomorrow is not promised, but I'm thankful for today and another day that you allow for me to come before your presence with singing. And you've allowed me to come before your presence with praise. You've allowed me to come before you to magnify you, to glorify you, to lift up your name. For when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come on down, because you inhabit the praises of your people. When we come before you with sincerity and heart, not God just giving you lip service, Lord, not just doing it just because someone else is looking, but Lord, when we are determined to bless you and to magnify you, oh God, you come on down, God. When we are sincere in our worship, when we are sincere in our adoration, God, you come down and you rest in the midst of our praises. And Lord, I know how great you are. Lord, I know how big you are. Lord, I know how mighty you are. So I want to make your praise glorious. I want to make your name magnificent. God, I want to lift you up like never before so that you can have enough room to rest in my praise. And when I make enough room for you to rest in my praise, Lord, I allow you to come and make room in the midst of my trials, in the midst of my situations, in the midst of my circumstances, in the midst of physical health issues, and whatever it might be. When I make your name glorious, Lord, you come right on in. And when you come in, Lord, you just don't come in quietly. You don't come in without making changes, but you move by your power. You move by your might, God. You move by your spirit, Lord, and you come in, you begin to make changes, Lord. You come in to make a difference, Lord. You come in to make a way out of the way. You come in, God, to open up doors. God, hallelujah. You come in to do great and wonderful things, Lord, that my mind cannot even fathom or I have even thought about, God. When you come in, God, you do great and mighty things. So that's why I'm here to worship you. That's why I'm here to bow down. That's why I stand before you, Lord, this morning, to God, to say that you are my God, because you're lovely, because you're worthy, because you're wonderful. And God, you're mighty and greatly to be praised. Let all the people praise you, God, for another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. Let all the people praise you, God, for another opportunity to magnify and glorify your name. Let all the people praise thee, for you are worthy, God, from the rising of the sun to the setting down of the same, God. Your name is worthy of the glory, is worthy, God, just your name, God, not what you have done, Lord, not the things that you are doing, God, and not the things that you're going to do, but God, I'm just talking about your name, Lord, because your name is a strong tower, God, and your name is so strong, Lord, that the righteous can run into your name, God, and we can find safety in the mighty name of God. We can find safety, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We can find healing, God, in the name of Jesus. We can find deliverance, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We can find joy. We can find peace. We can find happiness, God, in the name, God. And that's all we have to do is be willing to call on the name, God. Oh, God, your name is mighty, God. Your name is awesome. God, at your name, demons have to flee. Oh, Lord, at your name, every knee shall bow. God, at your name, every tongue shall confess. Oh, God, and at your name, God, everyone has to submit to your authority. So that's all we have to do is call on the name. Your name is mighty. And anytime your name has been invoked in the Bible, God, you come in and you show up in a great and mighty way. And I'm marked with you, God. I am marked by you. I am your child. And so when I call on you and when I go forth, I represent your high and your mighty name. Thank you for calling me out of darkness, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to be in your marvelous light. Thank you, God, just to be able to breathe the very air, God, that you are, God, because you are the substance of life to me, God. Glory, God, you are the very essence of life to me, God. This air, God, that I breathe, God, I'm breathing you, God, because you are the very air that I breathe, Lord. And I want to say thank you, Lord, because every time I inhale and exhale, God, I feel your anointing, Lord, because you allow my lungs to continue to work, God, and to do what they have been called to do, what you shape and form them to do, God, in your word, God, because with this air that I can make a joyful noise unto the Lord, God, and I can make a God make your name glorious and bless the God of my salvation. Oh God, with this very air that I'm able to breathe, Lord, I can be just like David, and I can bless your name at all times, God, and allow your praises to continually be in my mouth. With the very air, God, that you allow me to breathe, God, I can tell you the goodness of Jesus, Lord, and I can tell you how you've made ways out of no way. And not only can I make your name glorious above you, about in front of you, God, but I can let someone know in this world, God, that you have been so good to me, God, that you've done things that I cannot even imagine, God, and that you keep on blessing me over and over again. But that's because, God, you've been so wonderful and you've allowed me to be able to breathe the very air that I breathe. If we can just take the simple things in life and give them over to you and appreciate you for just the simple things in life. God, one of my ears have been messed up today, I mean this week, Lord, because I've been having some sinus issues, God, but I thank you that I'm able to breathe out of my nose right now, Lord, and I'm thankful that I'm able to hear out of the other ear, God, because, oh God, we can either choose to be glass half full or glass half empty, Lord, and you've been too good to me, God, to let me know that greater is ahead, Lord, that I don't have to worry about anything. Now, I'm not sure, people of God, how long I've been off, but I'm still glorifying God because I would declare that eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what good things God has in store for those that fear him. But God, your spirit has allowed us to see. Your spirit has revealed to us the many wonderful and great things that you have destined for us at Praise Center, that this is just the beginning, Lord. Though we've been on in ministry for 2.5 years now, this is just the beginning, God. You have great things in store for us, Lord, that no man shall be able to stop us and no thing will be able to stop us as long as we continue to keep our eyes and our focus in on you, Lord. And so distractions may come, like my call falling, like my call falling or dropping in the midst of this prayer, Lord. It still won't win. The enemy still won't defeat us because the people of God still remain on the line, God, because we're desperate for you, Lord. We're desperate for your glory. We're desperate for your anointing, God. We're desperate to be with you, and we won't allow anything to separate us from your love. Your tribulation? No, it won't separate me from your love, God. Your persecution? No, God, it won't separate me from your love. Your high things, things below, God, or that things beneath, God, nothing will be able to separate me because, God, you've done everything for me so that I can be connected to you. And so, Lord, for that, I want to say thank you because, God, you are doing wonderful and magnificent things, and words cannot even express how great you are and how great you've been. Thank you for, say, traveling mercies, even in advance. Thank you, God, for the people of God being in place. I want to say thank you for my son to be able to stand in my stead, God, to go pick up the food for our food pantry. God, thank you for the success with the surgery with Missionary Myrna Howard, Lord, because, God, you're going to continue to do great and wonderful things, Lord. I speak healing. I speak complete deliverance. I speak life upon her right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare right now I'm standing on the wall along with many others for Glenda Ray, God, for her complete complete healing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to blow our mind, God. Continue to show yourself mighty, Lord, and continue to show that you are still that bomb in Gilead on behalf of that dear sister. Lord, I want to say thank you, God, for healing my wonderful, beautiful wife, God, who stands in my stead, and she continues to remain steadfast by my side. Though she has been wounded, God, but God, she's not cast down, and she has not been forsaken, Lord, but she is reminded, God, that she is connected to you. And every day that you allow her to see and that you bless her to see, you keep on blessing her, you keep on healing her, you keep on making her stronger, Lord. And we want to say thank you, Lord, today for another day, God, that you have made. We are rejoicing because you are healing, you are delivering, and you are setting free. I call on the name of Brother George Fraser, a fraternity brother who lost his dear sister in Norfolk, Virginia. They're having her funeral this upcoming Saturday at St. John Church of God in Christ. I believe that's Bishop Samuel Green's old church, Lord. So that means she was a part of the body of believers. Another saint has been called home, God. But I pray that you would strengthen and encourage that family, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and let I speak life into those that came to visit us on Sunday, Lord. Monique, God, thank you for the victory, Lord, of allowing her to come out of that bondage in her home, Lord. And she pressed her way to get to the temple of God, Lord, and she rededicated her life back to you, Lord. I want to say thank you, Lord. Not her, but she came and she was pleased, oh God, but her friend Christopher, Lord, he rededicated his life to you, Lord. And then a young lady, Lord, I can't remember her name, she rededicated her life back to you as well. You allow two souls, Lord, to be rededicated back to you, and we want to say thank you, God, because your mercy, it endured through all generations. When we turn our back on you, Lord, you give us grace and you give us mercy. And as long as there is breath in our lungs, Lord, you keep on giving us an opportunity to get things right, and you allow them two souls to get things right with you on Sunday. I don't take that for granted, Lord, that you keep sending people our way. That when it seems like, Lord, we only will continue to remain with a few, you keep on reminding me, God, that breakthrough is coming. This is our season. This is our time. This is our hour to reap the harvest that we have sown. Lord, we've invested in ministries, Lord. We've undergirded ministries, Lord. We undergird our leader, Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord. We've served and blessed other pastors over and over again. Lord, you said that what we sow, God, we are guaranteed to reap. And we have not sold, God, destruction. We have not sold sold dismay. We have not sold confusion, but we sold seeds to be a blessing to ministries, Lord, and we will reap, Lord, as long as we faint not. I want to say thank you, God, for allowing us to be in ministry and allowing us to be servants, Lord, a ministry that prays. Now, to allow us to intercede and mentor and pray for and bless, God, those that came to be with us on Saturday. But, Lord, help us, oh, God, send us in to get us even more organized, Lord, that we don't just take care of the physical needs, Lord, but there are spiritual needs that people need to be met, Lord. You allowed us to get two, but we missed a couple, Lord. We didn't get to a couple that Lady Yo said that we need to get to on Saturday, Lord. So, God, I ask, Lord, that you send us all of the resources that we need, God, that as we serve the physical needs, Lord, or satisfy the physical needs, Lord, help us to meet, Lord, the spiritual needs as well. Because, God, you allow us to do that area of ministry, to give in our food pantry so that we can reach the soul, feed the body, reach the soul. We're here to empower believers, and we're here to change lives. Let us have that determination. Let that be that our mission in everything that we do as a ministry. And send a revival, Lord. Revive us even yet the more. That as we continue to travail in this way towards Pentecost, Lord, this fasting has been one of the most trying physical hurtful, a fast that I've experienced, Lord, and it hasn't been very dramatic. The hours haven't been very dramatic, Lord, but my flesh just has desire to eat in the morning, Lord. But I want to say thank you, Lord, because you keep on sustaining me. And the more that we give, God, the more that you give back to us. You give back to us when we give to you cheerfully, God. You give back to us pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Lord. That's just not in finances, but that is in service as well, God. That's in our time. That's in our gifts. That's in our talents, Lord. That's in our lives, in our walk, in our talk. When we give ourselves to you, God, you give back unto us. And you don't give us back the same. Now, we're seeing that as a ministry, Lord, that you have invested, that you have touched the lives of those that have shown interest in our ministry, God, and allowed them to sow into us. Lord, I want to say thank you because you keep on doing it. And as long as we continue to keep our minds and our hearts focused in on you, you'll continue to sustain us. You'll continue to give us the victory. You'll continue to help us to grow. And as we grow, Lord, we don't want to have an exorbitant growth, Lord, because, God, we don't want those growing pains, Lord. But when you allow us to grow the way that you are growing us, Lord, God, we can't help but to turn out as pure gold. I read yesterday, Lord, in the midst of our pilgrimage to Pentecost, that you're looking for fruit. And in the midst of your word yesterday, I believe it was John 15, verses 1 through 8, God, you said that when the fruit of God, when the tree, when the branch provides fruit or grows fruit, Lord, you said that you purge it, Lord, so that it will continue to grow more fruit. And that just reminded me, Lord, that we have to go through some trials. We have to go through some tribulations. We have to go through some trying times so that we can continue to prevail or to produce fruit, Lord. And in the midst of our thinness, as in our numbers and our ministry, Lord, you've continued to sustain us, God. You continue. You have some people come, Lord, and some people have gone, even in the midst of a young ministry, Lord. But I want to say thank you because you still allow us to produce fruit. When we connect, stay connected to you, Lord, you continue to nourish us. You continue to provide for us. You continue to make ways out of no way. You continue to open up doors. You continue to, God, send the necessary things that we need, Lord, so that we can continue to grow. Not only did we bless, Lord, those that were in need in our community, Lord, we were able to sow into lives of other ministries as well. As pastors came, oh God, to reap of our overflow. Thank you, God. That's a part of our breakthrough, God, that we can sow into the lives of other ministries, God, by giving them water or giving them other things that they may need to be a blessing to their communities as well. I want to say thank you, Lord, because you have not given us the spirit of stinginess. You have not given us the spirit of fear where we're hoarding the things that we're having and not disseminating what we have been given, Lord. But as you continue to send us harvest and as you continue to send us overflow, Lord, we are pushing it out. We're giving it out to those that are in need. And as we give it out to those in need, God, you keep sending us more that we don't have enough room to receive it, Lord. And I want to say thank you because that's a part of your promises, that when we give, it shall be given back unto us. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give. God, you bless us with things that have been able to be a blessing to Missionary Howard, God, and to my son, Lord, electronic things that, God, that they would not have had the money to be able to purchase those things. But because we are serving, God, you bless us. And you meet all of our needs according to your riches in glory, your riches up in glory. And so then I want to say thank you. And I want to say thank you for being a mighty good God. Now, Father, as I prepare to close this morning's prayer, Lord, and hopefully go back and get some rest after I calm down from being in your presence, Lord, I ask, God, that you would bless my pastor, my leader, God, Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord, as he ministers in the greater in the Maryland Central area during their women's convention, Lord. Father, I pray that you anoint him to speak with power and clarity under your anointing. And crown his head with your oil, God. Crown him right now with your glory, God, that he may speak with power under your anointing. And I want you to strengthen him, to continue to give him long life, to bless him, God, in the city and bless him in the field. Anoint him right now, God, to strengthen his body and encourage him to continue to run on. Help me to undergird him. Help me to encourage him. Help me to bless him, oh God, and to speak light and to him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Mother Thomas, Lord. Bless Mother Towns, Lord. I pray for this pastors and elders convention, God, that you would continue to grant it success and give us the victory, Lord. Thank you for what you've done thus far, and thank you for what you're going to continue to do. And we pray that you continue to allow a revival to pray for, God. Give us the necessary tools, Lord, that we need as pastors to come back home, oh God, to our different areas, oh God, to sow into our ministries, Lord, so that we can grow as a ministry. God, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. So, God, help us to glean as we're here at this convention, Lord, to be able to go back to put these things to work in our different areas of ministry. Bless every instructor. Anoint them right now, Lord. Bless every student, Lord. Anoint them right now, God. Bless Chairman Edie, God, and his entire executive staff, Lord. Anoint them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Put flesh under subjection. Cast the devil out of the minds, God. We bind the devil on every hand so that he won't come and get the victory. He's going to try to steal. He's going to try to destroy. But you came that we might have life, and we rest in you, and we depend upon you. So I pray that you breathe life and give victory to this conference, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And anoint Bishop Blake to preach, Lord, tonight to encourage our hearts and to bless us and send us along our way as we begin to prepare to depart from this place. Lord, we pray, God, that we have been a blessing to the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, where this is the first major convention to come to this city that's within the Church of God in Christ. God, let us leave, oh God, an indelible mark upon this city, God, because we came to visit and to bless and encourage the people of God in the city of Las Vegas. And then, God, I pray for those that are back home, for those that are still undergirding and keeping the ministry at Praise Center afloat while I am away. Thank you for my wonderful wife. Thank you for her gift and her ministry. Thank you for my children, God, that are in ministry along with me, Diamond and Eric and Crystal and Aaron. Lord, I thank you for them. Oh, God, every single day, Lord, help me to be mindful, God, to be mindful of, God, the sacrifices they have put in, God, to help this ministry to stay afloat and to help this ministry to grow. And I pray that you will bless them in everything that they do, God, so that you might get the glory out of their lives. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard. I pray for Missionary Lysandra Miller and Sister Connie Coulter and Brother Eric Coulter. God, I pray for that family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Brother God Herbert Lee. I pray for, oh God, Sister Paulette King, Lord. And then I pray for, again, for those that you are sending along our way. I pray for Deanne Graham, and I pray for Renix Graham, Lord. I pray for, oh God, those that are invested in our ministry, Lord. Kenyatta Schamberger and Lisa Law, Lord, and Larry Brown and Carl Christopher, Lord, those that intercede on our behalf that may not be local with us, but God, continually keep us held up in prayer and send their resources our way, Lord, as well. Thank you, God, for giving me people that love the ministry, love what we're doing, love the Lord, and love, God, that we're going to that we will continue to walk in our season of breakthrough. Bless everyone, God, that's under the sound of my voice even right now. I pray that you will bless them in a supernatural way, that you will grant them the desires of their heart, that you will keep them, strengthen them, empower them, encourage them, anoint them, breathe life into them. Give them the victory, God, over everything that may try to come their way on this day. For I have not seen it, God, but your spirit has already spoken life into us. And since you have given me, oh God, the power to speak life with this tongue, I speak life upon them right now. I bind the hurts. I bind the aches. I bind the sickness. I bind the lack.
I bind anything that's contrary to you breathing life into us. And I understand, God, that it's just going to work out. So help us to keep our eyes on the prize. I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of discouragement. I bind the spirit of fear. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you, God, that today I have a sound mind. And I have a victory, and I can praise you, Lord. Bless these, your people. Anoint them for this day. Order their footsteps, Lord, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And we delight in you ordering our way. Thank you, God, for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. And I want to say thank you, God, for all that you're going to do. We thank you now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.